Hey, Tony.
Paul.
All right, I got a story to tell you.
Okay.
Okay. So this happened to me a couple weeks ago. So I'm going over to a friend's house. I live in Arlington, South Arlington. So I was going over to a friend's house. I had to drive. I always drive everywhere in the suburbs. And it was a Thursday night, just going over there to hang out with my friend. Drive over there, and I wouldn't think that there would be this problem in South Arlington, but there was no freaking parking around her apartment building.
Okay.
I was just driving. I drove around for 20 minutes. I went down the street. I thought like, oh, I'll go park in the neighborhood back here. But Arlington has these signs up that say no parking 6 p.m. to midnight if you don't have a permit. I'm like, oh man, Arlington.
So that's when you're supposed to be able to park.
I know. They just don't want the people from that apartment building parking back in the neighborhood. So I'm like, So I'm driving around and I can't find anything. And I text her. I'm like, what should I do? I don't know. And she said, well, you can park in my building's lot and you know, chance it. And I'm like, well, okay. So I go over to her lot and it's only like half full. And I'm like, well, I'm not there overnight. You know, I'm only going to be here for, you know, hour and a half, 2 hours. So I said, okay, well, all right, let's chance it. So I park like in the very back corner and I go upstairs. We're hanging out. We watch some Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
It's a good show.
We have a little bit of scotch.
Unbreakable.
and we're and like, you know, just talking and getting deep and I lose track of time. And like, I finally look up, I'm like, oh man, what time is it? And it's like 10:45. And I said, oh, all right, well, we should check out my car. So we go over to the window and look out and there's a tow truck out there.
Oh no.
I know. And I'm like, oh crap. So I freak out. I run over, I throw my shoes on. I throw my jacket on. I do not even say goodbye. I run out the door, run down 3 flights of stairs. I come out from the door into the parking lot and I see my car and it's sitting in the aisle at an angle, just sitting there. And I stand there for a second, I'm like, what is happening? Well, I was parked nose in, like you park your car and they have to tow you away from the front.
Yeah.
So he had pulled me out and had left me at an angle and he was driving around the tow truck around to the other side, like down the other row of cars and coming around to the back and is going to back up and jack my car up. And it was at that moment that I came out and saw what was happening and I took off running. I ran at top speed, clicked my clicker, got into the car, started the car. I gunned it out of there. I didn't need to gun it out of there, but I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. I gunned it. I couldn't see the tow truck driver's face. But I feel like if I could, he would have been like, oh, I almost had him. It was just, and then I called my friend. I'm like, did you see that? She said, yeah, I saw the whole thing. It was amazing. And I gunned it. I got a little bit of air coming out of the parking lot. It was insane. And I drive it, and I was ecstatic. It was shocking, but it was like to have escaped just doom that close.
You were like Ryan Gosling in Drive.
It was amazing. So this was, by the way, the same towing company that everybody hates, that they towed that ESPN reporter a couple of months ago.
Sure.
Yeah. Everybody hates this towing company. And like, if they had towed me, it would have been terrible. You know, I would have had to go to some sketchy part and pay in cash in the middle of the night or like the next day. It's a huge pain. You know, like it's one thing to get a ticket, but to get your car towed,
it's the absolute worst.
It's so bad. So what I learned from this story is never park somewhere where they can tow you. It's one thing to get, you know, like if you just have to pay a ticket, if it's just like the county, you're like, okay, whatever, this is just a $50 thing. But so never ever park where they can tow you. And of course, what it all comes down to is timing is everything.
Wow, it just started pouring.
Yeah. Sunday afternoon rainstorm here on the Hometown Sounds podcast, where we show you how DC rocks, and sometimes we'll tell you a funny story, which hopefully you liked. We're trying different things on this show.
Paul, you're not the kind of guy that I ever expect to either get air or be excited about getting air.
It was awesome.
Big air.
So, and that was a really great song by Nick Garcia. That was called Sun Jam. And that was from a brand new 10-song compilation of DC-based and related dance music, which is called District Summer. It just came out this past Tuesday. It was organized by a guy named Jake Kamara. And there's a lot of Hometown Sounds faves on that playlist, including Output Message, Tom Blondet, Will Eastman, Caleb Latois, and Wave Age, which is a pseudonym for Caleb Latois.
Maybe he cloned himself?
Probably that was it. So Nick Garcia, I had not heard that name. So he's a new guy, but he's got a new 5-song EP that is coming out, which is called Stereo Soul. It comes out on June 17th on Night Vision Recordings. It's, of course, all up on his SoundCloud page. And I was pretty pleased that when I picked that song out of the 10 songs, which was really hard because there were some really good ones in there, when I picked it, it had the highest play count. I think that's kind of an interesting thing about a SoundCloud playlist is you can see how many plays each song in the playlist gets. And it's a little competition. It doesn't really mean to be, but it sort of turns out to be. Well, of like which track has the highest plays.
I think that's really funny, especially yeah, on a compilation.
Yeah, totally. Because that's not how it usually is on a CD, but that's how it is on SoundCloud.
Typically, you know, it's just you have a spike at the beginning and then it just goes down from there.
Exactly.
But in this, that's a little more equal opportunity.
Yeah, I like it. So Tony, what's been going on, man?
So Paul, you know I love podcasts, right?
We all love podcasts, but you really love podcasts.
I really love them. I love them so much that I started a new one and it is out this week. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to download it with most podcast apps of your choosing.
Yes.
All right. So it's called Splish Splash.
Oh yeah.
All right. So the story, Paul, you actually had a hand in coming up with this name.
I did.
Yeah, you did.
How?
Actually, I just a couple of months ago when I came up with this idea,
yeah,
I shot a bunch of names by you and one of them was Splash Talk. And you were like, yeah, I'm not really feeling that. But I just like the word splash.
Uh-huh.
So, but then I thought, like, well, what about Splish Splash? And, you know, it's what I'm going for is it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's playful.
Uh-huh.
Just like a good Splish Splash. Like, right. If you can't enjoy a good Splish Splash, you're a real jerk. So, thanks a lot, Paul.
All right. Anytime. I love naming things and I love helping people name things.
Yeah. Okay. So the show, Splish Splash, it's an interview-oriented podcast. So I originally described it as being with creatives and creative people. Actually, my friend Pat Frank, he listened to the first episode and he said, like, yeah, I don't know, man, but like the people you interviewed, I don't know if I'd call them creatives. And so I guess I'm sort of amending it to just being like, you know, interesting people doing cool, interesting things.
Right.
And I gotta say, I'm having a lot of fun with the show. There are hijinks. There are wet stunts. There's some really good goofs. The first episode, I actually talked to these two ladies. They made a Tumblr about this weird trend that you might see on Tinder where people will pose with fish that they've caught.
Oh, God.
So I just kind of thought, like, man, that's really, really funny. I want to see what these ladies are about, and maybe we can have just sort of a kind of an extended convo about just all the weirdness that's going on Tinder.
Mm.
So, I don't know. Sex sells, and I'm trying to take advantage of that.
Oh, always, man.
Yeah.
People love talking about Tinder, especially married people.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's kind of out now. I'm dropping that. You'll see the logo. I wrote and recorded theme music.
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing it proper, man.
Yeah.
I'm also kind of taking a step back, not ruling it out, but, you know, this is not a music show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is, I'm covering a whole lot of other areas. And, you know, I got a few episodes in the can. Those eps are going to be dropping. So be on the lookout for that. Like, check that out. I have a lot of fun on this show, and I have a lot of fun on this new show, too.
Awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Woo. All right, let's get back to the music. We're going to change things up on this episode of the Hometown Sounds podcast and see how things work a little differently. So now we're going to play a song, and we're not going to pair them up. We're just going to play the song, and we're going to come back and tell you a little bit about it. So this song is a new one from Red Gold Green called No Pixar. Thank you.
loud, let the beat talk. That's how you do it in the 15. Green looking for a She-Hulk. Whip used, but the bitch clean. Kimmel didn't do nothing for me. I should've went to Fallon. Ain't about to talk money. Ain't like I never had none. 100 grand from the deal, though. Universal had me starving. Backpacker and a weirdo. But my favorite rapper coming. Sitting in the corner watching Martin. Scheming on the way for me to start shit. Baby girl laying all up on my bed. Listening to rappers that I'm better than. We used to idolize thugs. Now they idolize drugs. Both things fucking stupid. You shouldn't itemize us. Definition of an artist. Communicating problems. Rock band under the belt. Rap's just another option. Ball out, ain't tryna scandal. Got a ball spot, gotta wear a can go. All schools IQ be so damn low. Cause pop crews drop jewels bout the bando. No Pixar, no Disney. Just a tinted cop car for the pygmies. No Pixar, no Disney. Just a tinted cop car for the pygmy. Chill out, let the beat talk. That's how you do it in the 15. Green looking for a She-Hulk. Whip used, but the bitch clean. Got into it with my old man. My bro said I had a slow hand. My girl starting to be my best friend. Feeling like the first time I ever had a slow dance. Lose my mom and I lose my life. Lose my arm, I'ma lose my right. Cause you fail as a novice. Always do your best when times are the hardest. So true, listening to doom. Paving me a way between commercial and the truth. Baffled by afflictions and the separated youth. Growing up the internet, the radio and tube. Define who your friends are and aspirations too. Maybe there is something I can do to make the news. More than the conflicts, politics, or flus. And more like a Saturday morning cartoon. Definition of an artist. Communicating problems. Rock band under the belt. Rap's just another option. Ball out, ain't tryna scandal. Got a ball spot, gotta wear a can go. All schools IQ be so damn low. Cause pop crews drop jewels bout the bando. No Pixar, no Disney. Just a tinted cop car for the pygmies. No Pixar, no Disney. Just a tinted cop car for the pygmies.
All right, that was Red, Gold, Green. This is the intro track from their new forthcoming album, which so far is titled Untitled. I hope that they figure out a title, because I think it's kind of lame to call something Untitled. But anyway, that song was called No Pixar. If you don't know them, Red, Gold, Green, they're a trio of guys. Their names are Red, Gold, and Green. Those are their favorite colors. They like to wear their favorite colors all the time. Makes them easy to remember which one's which. Their debut album came out back in September of 2013, and it had Mr. Dave Grohl on drums. By the way, did you see that Dave Grohl thing the other day that came out? Like, he was playing a show in, where was it, Switzerland maybe? And he fell off the stage.
I did. He injured his leg.
He broke his leg, and he finished the show. can you be more of a rock star? Come on.
This is really the decade of Dave Grohl, in my opinion.
Well, yeah. I think they're going to make another Sonic Highways. I mean, he's everywhere, that guy.
Question.
Yeah.
Do you think we can consider Andrew W.K. to be kind of like the cartoon version of Dave Grohl?
Dave Grohl is kind of a little cartoony in his own way.
Yeah, he is.
You know? I mean, just like he's coming out on stage with his leg all wrapped up and he's like, sorry, guys, let's finish the show. I'm like, wow, insane. Anyway, so back to Red, Gold, Green. They mix up like rock and hip hop and they have some go-go beats, which is really awesome. And if you're like from D.C., you're like, wait, that's... there's go-go beats in that song. What's going on? So that's an awesome little, you know, nod to their hometown.
Paul, we started off the show with your auto story.
Yeah.
I got a Red, Gold, Green auto story myself.
Oh, that's right.
Remember when we saw them at 9:30?
Uh-huh.
So Red told the story. He was like driving on his way to the gig and he got pulled over for speeding.
Yep.
And the cop pulled him over and he was like, what do you do? And Red was like, I'm a musician. I'm in a band. He was like, what's your band called? And he was like, Red, Gold, Green. So the cop goes back, you know, does the cop thing of taking like 25 minutes to get back.
Yep.
And, you know, like 20 minutes goes by and the cop says, yeah, I checked you guys out. You're all right. I'm gonna let you off with a warning.
Cops with musical taste. Love that. Yeah, so this is kind of a little change up. I mean, it definitely features more of the rapping, and it's kind of a minimal, you know, beats on this. Different than, you know, I Love Lamp and Luton in London, which were a couple of the big hits that were big. I mean, those are big songs from their previous album. So I'm excited to hear what this whole album's going to sound like. And they're playing a rare headlining hometown show at U Street Music Hall on Thursday, June 18th. And that's a fun show. So you should actually get advance tickets to that show. I know that most like local shows, you can kind of decide at the last minute to go.
No.
You know? No. This one, you get your advance tickets. So let's hear another song. This is 17 by a band called Color Palette.
Falling, you blind into a fire.
17 by Color Palette. That is a brand new band from Jay Niemeyer, who was formerly in the Silver Liners. They were a good sort of electronic rock band. They went on indefinite hiatus, apparently, in early 2014. So he had some demos left over, and he went to L.A. to record them with Kyle Downs, who's a friend and former D.C. resident, and produced some other stuff by other D.C. bands like Ugly Purple Sweater and Greenland. So the only song that's out by Color Palette so far is this song, 17. But it's good. It's, you know, it's got that sort of dreamy mix of electronic and rock.
It's a good summer jam.
It is, definitely. So I wish that I could tell you about their next show, but by the time that you hear this, their next show will have been their last show. I mean, their previous show, not their final show.
Watch your language.
Gotta speak precisely.
Don't jinx it.
So we're recording this on Sunday. They're playing Monday night at the Rock and Roll Hotel, opening for Mother Mother on the Very Good Bad Thing Tour 2015. So either you went or you didn't go, and then you should keep your eyes peeled for another show by Color Palette. So who's next on the Hometown Sounds podcast?
Next is the Lucky So-and-Sos, and this is some really cool stuff. Let's hear it.
Watch out for the function texture.
Yeah, so that was the Lucky So-and-Sos with a track called Function Tax. That's from the three-track Name Your Own Price EP entitled The EP that came out in early May. That EP, it was produced by Jason Mendelsohn, who is known for his Metro Songs project, and he's also the organizer of many of the classic album series shows and tribute shows that go down at IOTA.
Those are always fun.
They're so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
So that track, I love that track so much because it's like analog hip hop.
Yeah.
You know, just with like real instruments and stuff. Like not a sample in the mix.
Totally.
So there were raps on that track from Artemis, who does kind of like a dream rap kind of thing. It's like dream pop and like kind of rap, like thrown together.
Yep.
And Parabellum Raps. And I saw that name just a few minutes ago and I was like, oh, dang, Parabellum Raps. He spit some verse over a Baby Bri Bri track from like Baby Bri Bri's first thing that was like before the whole sort of fast punk thing when he was doing like lo-fi stuff.
Nice.
Like in his house.
That's crazy.
Totally.
So the Lucky So-and-Sos, the next chance you get to see them live is kind of a ways off. So, you know, if you have a calendar, you can mark it here. It's going to be Wednesday, August 5th at the Velvet Lounge. I kind of like talking about like the names of the other bands that are playing because sometimes they're hilarious.
These are pretty good.
So we got Gramps the Vamp and the Jogo Project.
That's a tough one to say.
Gramps the Vamp.
Jogo Project.
Right. So there you go.
Jogo Gadget Project.
So speaking of Velvet Lounge,
this is a track from a band called Lookout Gang, who I saw last night at Velvet Lounge. This is a track called Hope.
Oh,
All right, so again, that was Lookout Gang with a track called Hope. I love that. Here's why I love that. You can hear that that band recorded that track live, like just a band in a room. And with that female vocalist, like, it's like a combination of like old Diana Ross recordings, but like combined with like some of those old like Ted Leo recordings where he'd be like playing in a basement somewhere. So I just think that just sonically, that is a just really, really, really cool document. And I saw Lookout Gang last night. It was amazing. They are my favorite new DC band. And that is a huge endorsement. So I saw the Velvet Lounge. I've been looking forward to that show all week. How did I find them? Just kind of my standard go-to, just like cross-referencing, like who's playing where, when this week, you know? So I saw them and there was an enormous crowd. It didn't make any sense. Like I had not heard of Lookout Gang, their social media presence. They have like 71 Facebook likes.
Wow.
So they played with this Chicago act, this hip hop act called Good Hood, and it's kind of what they were kind of what you'd expect from like a live hip hop act. It was a lot of fun, a lot of bump and grind. Kind of got down to it. So I was so jazzed about seeing this band who, you know, does this kind of blend of like soul R&B with like kind of straight ahead rock as well. I muscled my way to the front. And I got some dirty looks walking up there.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yeah. And here's why. The bands, a lot of their families were in attendance, and there were a couple of band moms right next to me. And this mom, like two people to the right of me, says like, oh, tall people going to the front. That's cool.
Oh, jeez.
But I said to her in response, hey, I'm having them on my podcast this week. I'm a big fan. And she said, oh, okay. I guess it's okay.
Whipping out the podcast card.
Yeah. And so then we talked about deep cuts. They put their set list up and we were like talking about their set list. It was as it was going on. I just got down with the moms.
Wow.
By the way, if you're a fan of Gimlet Media, someone on the Gimlet Media staff, they are in a band called hotmoms.gov.
Oh, jeez.
Which is pretty excellent.
That's a really good band name.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, my God.
And by the way, when I saw Lookout Gang, they have since really changed their lineup since this recording, and I knew about this ahead of time. And they only have two of the same members that were on this record. And I kind of thought, like, is this going to be the same band? And it is totally the same band. They've got a dude vocalist now, but he's just totally killing it as well. This was a fantastic show. The place was packed. Actually, Paul, I told you that I texted you and said that, like, oh, yeah, I'm a Lookout Gang. And you texted me and were like, hey, good crowd.
Yep.
And I took a selfie of me in front of this massive crowd. And it's actually we're gonna put up as the album art for this week's episode.
And there were only two bands on that bill.
Yeah.
Normally they would fill out four bands so that the audience would be big enough.
Yeah, and I was also sort of curious about where this crowd came from because, you know, it was Pride this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So there was, you know, in terms of like going out, a lot of things were sort of disrupted from their normal courses of, you know, the stream of all the cool happenings, you know?
Right, yeah. It's all different.
Yeah.
Nice. So that's, by the way, is from an album called Secondhand Canvas, which is a name your own price download on Bandcamp. So you should get that. And that almost takes us to the end of this episode of the Hometown Sounds podcast. So subscribe to it. Give us some stars if you'd like this. The social media that we've been using these days, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, it's all Hometown Sounds. Easy to remember. Check out our music video of the day because we love music videos. Or listen to our 24/7 music stream at the website, hometownsoundsdc.com. Listen to that on your iPhone, Android, smartphone, whatever kind of smartphone you got with the free TuneIn app. And you can listen to the podcast on a lot of different apps too. There's all kind of podcast apps. There's Instacast, Overcast, the Apple Podcast app, Pocket Casts. If you're on Android, just go to the store and type in podcast and find something.
If you're rocking Android, Stitcher is a good way to go too.
Oh, Stitcher.
And we're on Stitcher.
We're on Stitcher. I did set that up like 2 years ago. So if you want to submit DC music to Hometown Sounds or sponsor the station or give us feedback on this new format and my story and everything, the email address is dj@hometownsoundsdc.com. And of course, please, please support the musicians that you've heard on this podcast by buying their music.
And seeing them play live.
All around town. Tony, what is the last song on this episode of the Hometown Sounds podcast?
All right. So we're getting really dark for the last track. It's from a group called The Wine Dark Sea. I did not plan on saying the word dark twice.
Yep.
This is a track called Breaking Through the Cracks of Our City. It's from an album called Geographies that came out this past December. It's $5 on Bandcamp, or you can get it on actual physical CD, and they have a sense of humor about their having CDs available, don't they, Paul?
Yeah, they wrote underneath it on Bandcamp. The physical album, yes, we're that old. comes with a 20-page full-color booklet full of geographic delight and photographic wonder. Enjoy this album in your compact disc player anywhere. Also, I just want to point out that the last track is called Japanese Import Bonus Track.
I got a good chuckle about that myself.
Yeah, of course. They are that old. They remember how Japanese imports did have bonus tracks. I don't think they do that anymore.
Yeah. So this is a group. They've actually been together since 2008. They've actually have not played live, but they put a lot of work into this album. So it makes me think that, they've been planning their doom march on DC for like 7 years.
Ooh, we're in trouble.
Also, not the only amusing song title on the record, Geographies. There's one called Of Course I Still Care, which makes me think about like a bunch of evil sorcerers in couples counseling.
Very random.
You know, that's me, Paul.
That is true.
Yeah. All right, this is Breaking Through the Cracks of Our City. I've been Tony Pareko.
I'm Paul Vodra. Thanks very much. See you next time.